Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chris Von Erich, and this is the Red Lens. We got a hell of a show for you tonight, and it starts right now.
I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin. That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is the Red Lens.
What is up? I am Chris Von Erich. This is the Red Lens. It is Thursday night. It is our night. And as usual, everybody's out there watching, and my co-host is here with me, Franklin. How are you this evening?
Greetings. How's everything, Chris? Glad to be here on this poppin' Thursday night. How was the week, man?
Oh, it was tremendous. I was doing 1,000 things, working on our channel here, working on the website, lots of things coming, lots of little tweaks and changes that I think people are going to love. But tonight is not about me. Tonight is about, is going to be about our main topic, which is the Karen, the dreaded Karen.
Oh, no.
Everybody seems to talk about, and we'll get to her in a second. But I do want people to know that you should be subscribed to the channel. If you have not yet done that, get your butt doing that. Hit the subscribe button, youtube.com, the Red Lens. That is where we live here on YouTube, and where you will find all of our library of shows, our clips, and all sorts of stuff we got going on there. Also on Twitter, the Red Lens One is our handle. So follow us there. Twitter is a dumpster fire of shenanigans, and we dump a whole gasoline on that that fire. So there's crazy stuff there for our crazy fans. The dedicated Facebook page is the Red Lens One. We simulcast to that, to YouTube. And also to MGTOW.TV, where we can be found at the Red Lens over there. So, and also, I'd be remiss to say Twitter also does a live feed of this program. So you can watch that during the live portion of the show. And we do have a presence on Instagram. Franklin, I'm winded because we are all over the place.
It sounds like it. All these shenanigans and goings on.
Absolutely. And you can call in live tonight. I want people out there, if you are watching and you have experienced a Karen in your life, or maybe you live with one, who knows? So you could have the pleasure of living with a Karen. I would love to hear about that. And you can call in on that at 224-231-4652. Or you could call in about the other segments we got going on tonight. And I will say this, Franklin, we have a treat for people tonight. We are giving away a book. We are giving away this book tonight, which is The Natural, okay? The Natural by Richard D. Lorena. It is a book that will change the guys' lives if they're out there cruising for chicks. And we want everybody to have success doing that. So we'll have a portion where we're going to get everybody in the chat into that giveaway by actually typing in the secret word, which I will flash on the screen. Actually, you know what? Screw it. I'll just tell you the secret word. And when I tell you to type it in to the chat, you will do that. It is, of course, the name du jour for tonight, which is Karen. So be mindful of that, and I'll remind our guests of that as well.
Oh, I thought it would be celibacy.
Well, for some people in the audience. Mighty Zane says, the thumbnail picture of the show is perfect, a snapshot of a Karen, obnoxious, angry, and entitled. Well, yes, that actually is the three of the main and most actual apropos words for a Karen out there. Marty Hertz, Marty the moderator, he's in the house. Karens are womanism taking over their body, over a body. Oh, man. They certainly are. And yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of Karens over in the great state of Texas there. Better late than never. That is true. Emmanuel L. says, a Karen is a woman. A Karen is a woman is a bigot. Well, that is actually, that's one definition. And we're going to play something in a little bit here that is actually a great thing I found on YouTube that kind of gives like a little origin of the Karen, as it were. And they actually do mention that sort of thing in there. So we'll touch on that. Good for you, Emmanuel, bringing that up. She expects things to be seen her way all the time, and she doesn't want to be challenged. That's true. And one of the video clips I have to share of the latest Karen outbreak or diatribe, actually rampage, Franklin. I think that's
outbreak.
Is that Albert? There's already been an outbreak of these type of women out there, but the rampage is better because the latest Karen actually was caught vis-a-vis TikTok, where she was filmed, and we'll get to that in a second as well. But I wanted to ask you a question, Franklin.
Yes.
Now you were telling me you were in the city, and yes, you were having something to eat, and you actually experienced, well, you could have had it been tagged a little bit of racism on your part with the way they ushered you guys out, but they said it was because of what, actually?
Well, basically what it was is yesterday, and it happened a couple of times, and I didn't really think, you know, the reason why until I understood. Okay, I'm going to come out with it. Right now, currently, I am not vaccinated. Okay. I probably should be, but I'm a little worried about being vaccinated. And I'm just not.
How dare you?
Say that again, wench. What was that?
How dare you?
Well, look, sister, I've got something for you. It just so happens that the lady that I was with last night, okay, she isn't either. And I didn't know that until last night. So we were in this little cafe, and the coffee pourer, with her master's degree, probably, the guy working the milk foamer, had asked both of us if we were vaccinated and if we had proof of such. And of course, I'm not afraid to say, no, I'm not. And she said, no, we're not. And then, no, she's not. And then he said, well, I can't allow you to eat inside. And basically all it was a cup of coffee and a Danish. So I says, all right, fine, a little pastry. So it meant that we had to go outside and sit on the bench with the rest of the degenerates. And I was just saying to myself, wow, I was looking for the way he looked at us, you would have thought that I drank out the wrong water fountain. You know? And I was just, okay, and here we go. And then later on, that was a snack. I was in early. That was a snack. And later on, we went to go get dinner. And once again, it sort of kind of flew over our head because that's sort of kind of not the norm. I mean, it's getting right to be the norm, but it's getting to be that way. And the same thing had happened, but this time it was before we had ordered and all like that. And I said, you know, Del, let's go to a place where if they do throw us out, you know, we're not going to be totally, you know, you don't want to have a sit down meal and then have to sit down on the stoop or the bench or whatever it is. So we left that one place and we went to a fish and chip shop downtown, and we ate fish and chips on the street as we're walking.
So you were relegated to eating on the street, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah. My relegated to eating on the street. I mean,
oh my.
You said it, George. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And the thing of it is, if they had asked for proof, that would have been caught in a lie. You know, I was told that there are, now this is not something that Franklin would co-sign with, but there are counterfeit identification cards and things like that.
That's right.
Right. But the thing of it is that if it ever comes back, let's say it's an outbreak or something, and you don't want that coming back to you. So it's just better that I just keep myself masked up like everybody else, regardless, and just, you know, carry on.
Well, I mean, that, you know, it's funny you had to deal with that and you got tossed out, you and your friend. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're dealing with people, you know, actually we have a gentleman that actually, one of our moderators here that actually lives in the state of Texas, where, I mean, truckloads and just massive people are coming in, and, you know, they're not telling them, hey, go on the other side of the river, please. They're getting welcomed in and then bussed around to different cities and stuff like that. And what's that about? It's like you live here, you pay your taxes, you know, your bills, and, you know, you're getting treated like that. And yet other people are crossing, you know, international like waters and stuff like that, borders, and nobody's asking them to do anything. So that's insane.
I'm gonna guess, now this could be a stretch on my part, but I'm gonna guess that if you know, I'm sure that the people in Texas will be allowed to stay, okay. I'm gonna guess that they're probably gonna have to get their, if quote unquote, their shots, and have to be inoculated and things like that. There's no way that those the immigrants, okay, will be allowed to stay and not have their inoculations.
My biggest thing is, like, why don't they just, when they come in and they're hanging out, okay, just jab them up there, you know, like just be like, oh, you know, what's your name? And, you know, they just say, oh, you know, it's this, and be like, okay, well, you know, come into this tent, you know, and then they just shoot them up, and then they can walk off and do whatever the hell they want.
Well, that's true too, but then don't forget they're going to have to get the second jab.
That's
and
true.
Now, yeah. I think there's possibly even going to be a third. And
well, I mean, maybe what they could do is they could give them the one that's just the one shot.
Oh, I see.
You know, that could be, you know, that's at least something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they care enough about what they say they're trying to do here, that would be the smart move. Mm-hmm. But we don't even know if they're doing that. So
yeah, that's true too. I have a friend who lives in Japan, another friend who lives in Japan, and there's another variant that just surfaced, I think, this week.
What is that called?
Yeah, in Japan. I forget what it was called. It's got some kind of goofy name to it. And I mean, Japan has been very, very careful about letting non-Japanese in Japan. And they're still behind the eight ball.
Right. Let's see here. Florida Jeff in the house. There was an outbreak of a Karen on the House floor today. If anyone saw AOC's performance for the cameras. I did not see that myself, but I did hear about it. And she lost her mind a little bit there. Which,
did she now?
Yeah, a little bit. Marty Hertz, Karen, middle-aged woman, typically blonde, makes solutions to others' problems an inconvenience to her, although she isn't even remotely affected. And that's from the Urban Dictionary.
What would I be without the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, I know. We'd we'd be less informed. We'd be less hip. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And Marty's congratulating you on, not rolling up your sleeve, I think.
Well, I appreciate that.
And he says you should have done a BLM on that bistro.
Yeah, well, that's true too. But being in New York, I'd most likely be in the minority. So I'm not 100% sure that would even work with. But that's an idea, though. Mm. What Jeff from Florida said, glad I'm not living in New York anymore. Here in Florida, it's basically a don't ask, don't tell.
Ooh.
Hey now.
I didn't know what he meant by that. What should one do when he encounters a Karen out in the world, in the wild? I would run the other way.
How about the backhand?
Well, no, you see, you can't do that because then you're playing into the Karen's narrative. She wants
that's true too.
The Karen wants that, that reaction by you. Okay. So this way she can get the cops there that she probably already called ahead of time.
So, what about the Kens? I mean, what is
the Ken, frankly?
If I'm not mistaken, I've heard people say that the Ken is the male counterpart of a Karen. Don't know if they're going to have blonde hair, but there is such a thing.
Interesting. Well, you know what? Instead of us cherry picking here, let's start with the beginning and let's start with this video that I picked out of YouTube here about kind of like it gives you a little quick history of the Karen, and it's kind of funny. So I think it'd be humorous for our audience out there. And again, if you guys want to chime in on the Karen or anything else that we're touching on here, 224-231-4652. And we'll have this ticker up there because I want you guys to like this video, comment in the chat, subscribe, and share this out. Share this out for somebody that wants to see it. And, of course, as always, if you wish to donate, you may do that via Cash App, $ Chris Von Erich. We'll love you for that. And if you do that, we will.
What will they get for their effort?
Oh, well, you will get a shout out, and we'll play you this.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
All right.
Nice.
So here we go. Let's share this first video out. I got it all queued up for us. Here we go. All right. And let me just expand this a little bit here. You know what?
The origin of the Karen meme. Oh, there's my girl.
Here she is. Yeah. So here we go.
She wouldn't lose them kids. I wouldn't mind that. She'd lose all them kids.
I mean, but frankly, could you imagine? I mean, how many kids did she have?
I believe it was 8.
Oh my God.
Must have wore that thing out.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Oh my.
All right.
Said it, George.
Let's see this video right here.
When most people think of Karen, an image of a white lady with Kate Gosselin's 2008 haircut comes to mind.
Women has evolved from someone entitled who has a specific style haircut and always wants to speak to the manager if they don't get their way, to something a little more complex and harder stakes.
Karen has come to represent a white entitled woman who is capable of causing harm to people around her, in particular people of color.
So they tried to walk right here and she blocked them.
Yes. Access.
Yell me some more. Okay, Karen.
A hysterical middle-aged woman with a complete lack of awareness of her privilege. Why is Karen middle-aged? Well, the name's fallen in popularity. As of 2018, it sits at 637th for U.S. girl names. Karen was consistently in the top 10 list in the 50s and 60s. So today, there are a lot of Karens in their 50s and 60s.
Growing up, it seemed like all of my friends' parents were named Karen. My teacher was named Karen. I didn't know a single other Karen at my age.
But why aren't we dissing other names of that era? Why not Linda or Susan? There are some theories on why this name in particular became the inspiration for this character archetype. Some Redditors point to Ray Liotta yelling at Karen in the 1990 film
Karen, Goodfellas
as the inspiration for the idea that Karens are infuriating.
Karen!
I feel like Dane Cook made Karen a thing 15 years ago.
Every group has a Karen, and she's always a bag of douche.
A clear connection to the modern-day meaning of Karen can be found in the 2004 film Mean Girls, when the airy Karen asks,
"So if you're from Africa, why are you white?"
Oh my god, Karen, you can't just ask people why they're white.
It's also possible Mean Girls writer Tina Fey used the name Karen because it was already in the public consciousness. It's really a what came first, chicken or the egg situation. But long before the name Karen became a pejorative, the character type had long been recognized by another name. According to Georgia Tech professor Andre Brock, during the time of slavery, Black people used to refer to a white woman exerting undue power over them as a Miss Anne. Even after slavery, there was a general fear among the Black community that a white woman could easily make a false or exaggerated accusation and send a lynch mob after any particular Black man. Given the Black community's history of interacting with the stereotype and the popularity of the name Karen in a certain age bracket, Black people started commonly referring to these types of women as Karens. Although the timeline is nebulous, the rise of smartphones and social media further spread and popularized the term.
Has anyone ever called me a Karen pejoratively? I don't think so, but I really wouldn't know.
I think I don't fall into
the creative nickname. For example, in 2018, there was Permit Patty, a woman who called the cops on an 8-year-old Black girl selling water without a permit. There was Barbecue Becky.
This lady right here wants to sit here and call the police on them for having a barbecue at the lake as if this is not normal.
She's like, it's against the law. I'm going to go home and call the police. I'm like, you know what? Do what you want to do. I've been here 42-something years. I know where I can and cannot barbecue.
I was walking by and I saw her harassing him and stopped. He has done nothing. He's been sitting there chilling the entire time. He was really aggressive towards him.
Nothing to do with your race.
It seems like a new Jim Crow going on because for some reason every time I see it, Black people are the ones targeted.
Karen incidents often include a Karen unnecessarily contacting the police.
In like middle school, my friends and I were all over at my buddy's place for his birthday. We all had like these airsoft guns, but they had like fat orange tips on them. Shot tiny plastic pellets or whatever, like super harmless. Halfway through the party, this woman comes out and like starts freaking out about all these kids and she called the cops. It was like really, really scary because I was the only Black kid. Definitely could have ended, you know, a lot differently. You know, like you see a Karen on the internet like wilding out and you don't really think twice or you laugh about it, but like in other people's cases, like they're getting the police called on them. And then those situations escalate and then people are getting hurt.
Karen is a person who calls the police because, quote unquote, you make them feel unsafe. Even though you're not doing anything, a Karen calls your manager just because you're not giving them what they want. They're using their identity, their privilege to their advantage.
Well, I think I'd be calling the manager on that guy's hair.
Yeah. I don't want some cat with pink hair. Same restaurant as me.
All right. Let's. I think there's a little bit more here. Let me just see. Right. Yeah. I think. Is there any more video here? Let me just see. Now you know what? I think that's about it. I think that's about it on that one video. But you know, we get the gist of it there. You know, we get the gist of. It's been around for a while. It has some like historical significance. Okay, I didn't know, Franklin. I didn't know it was like the Miss Anne reference.
I mean, actually, I didn't know that either. That was that's pretty interesting. You always learn something from the CVE. You always learn something from the red line.
It may be something you don't want to know, but you do.
No, not necessarily. And I'll be able to spit that back up later on, and it'll lend itself to whatever the conversation. But one thing I didn't know is you were telling me that Kate, with all those kids, that they sort of kind of molded it into her, and people think of her with the goofy hair, and they're always blonde. I gotta get rid of that.
I think the hair color is just, you know, relative.
It just happens. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but it's more like the bob, you know, bob kind of haircut that's kind of feathered to the shoulder. That's really like.
Were there any? Did you find any? Of their male counterparts on
no.
There?
No, I didn't, because I don't know. I don't know if that's, I mean, I'm sure it's a thing, but I think that's, you know, sometimes they do that. They'll bring like the male counterpart into it, and it's kind of, they just do it just to do it. It's
well, Karen really, is definitely more popular or famous as you were.
Right.
But there are the male counterparts, but yeah, whether they're called that for sure, I'm about 60-70% sure. But there's always, you know, you mentioned Karen, people are going to know what that means.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In this next thing that we're going to see, there actually was a person that actually, the latest one is in a video that was posted in Reddit, where a Karen, whose real name is Jessica, as a matter of fact, is seen yelling at a man, calling him illegal and assuming he can't speak English. She calls the police on them because he's recording her. Okay. And says, I quote, "You Mexicans are going to learn your lesson. You're a Mexican and you're illegal." So this video is originally on TikTok by this particular user right here.
What state?
She goes on to say to the police, "He's Hispanic and I don't think he speaks English." Oh. And the guy that's recording her responds saying, "I do."
What was that, Cheech and Chong? Where are you born? I'm from East LA.
That's right. But it doesn't tell you where they're from, where it was.
I was just curious. It's probably could be so, anywhere.
It could be. It really could be. Did somebody just drop?
What's that?
I'm just double checking. A Karen is most likely a matriarch who emasculates her husband all the time. It can be.
Emmanuel. I bet that's the case too.
It can be a wife who pretty much, what is the old fashioned term, Franklin? A henpecked?
Henpecked, yeah.
You know?
Henry.
Yeah. So it could be. They could fall into that category for sure. But I think the archetype that we know and what we've seen on social media is the chick that matches the video's description of when they go into the store and they don't feel they got the proper service. They want, you know, they're screaming at the high school kid or the college kid. And then finally it escalates to, "Where's your manager? You know, this is crazy."
And then, you go to a restaurant and ask, "Where's the manager?" before you get your food. I would not eat it afterwards because you don't know what the people would do nowadays.
First of all, I've seen the movie Waiting, and you don't want to be complaining about anything before you get the meal.
Right. I'd be all most of the time. You know what? Here, that's his plate over there. Make sure the mine is not the one with the big ball of green phlegm in it.
Yeah. I didn't say a thing. I like my charred steak. Oh, my God. But speaking, you mentioned something before how big the Karen phenomena has gotten. Mm. Well, it's gotten so big, Franklin. How big is it? How big was it? Is that what you said?
That's it.
It's bigger than I thought.
It's so big that there is now a movie. Okay, about Karen, literally called Karen, and you're gonna love this. I saw this trailer, and a mutual friend of ours brought it up to me, and I said, "This is a perfect companion piece to what we're talking about tonight." So I am going to share this out. I want you to take a look at this.
Lay it on me.
Try not to laugh too hard while it's happening. Right. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it an indie film or something?
I think so.
Oh, wait a minute.
I guess this is a long way from East Point.
Maybe.
I saw this.
Tell me about your new neighbors.
They're black. Do you mind keeping it down?
If you don't comply, I'll tell the manager.
Oh.
You might have to take the home security serious.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler. I'm your neighbor.
You need to be taking your trash cans off the curb right when the trash is picked up. Is she nice?
Yeah, she's nice.
Wait a minute. We have a white entitled neighbor named Karen.
Karen. Hey, enjoy yourself.
There she is, slaving away in the kitchen. I've come across some very suspecting teenagers.
Can you please hurry up? Please, you're very aggressive.
I left my wallet with my ID at home.
Leave us alone! We didn't do anything!
How the heck did you end up moving to this neighborhood? Next thing you know, we have criminals. You take care of him, and I will take care of her.
Would you mind stepping out of the car?
My office has uncovered some disturbing information on her and her brother.
She doesn't like black people.
We have a search warrant.
Well, I'm black.
I know, she doesn't like you either.
I want to sell the house.
What did I do? You can't tell me, huh?
We're living next door to a racist. You went in her house.
You wouldn't want your wife to know our secret, right?
It's not safe to leave your seat right there.
What do we have here?
When you got a hammer, everything looks like nails.
You people are very angry.
Shut your mouth, boy.
Bad things happen to people that don't comply.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
Well,
did that actually make it to the cinema?
Oh, I doubt it. I would venture to think that is like a, you know, streaming on demand title, you know, because I'm not Joey up on actors, but I didn't recognize anybody in that film.
Yeah, me neither.
So I would have to say it's probably a direct to stream kind of title. But and again, a lot of that was a little over the top with, you know, some of the caricatures and, you know, things that they're saying in there. But I'm giving it as an example of the Karen meme or whatever is so big that we're now getting Hollywood movies being, you know, budgeted and made about it. So
who green-lighted that?
Now, Franklin, in your complex that you live, because I know you live in a palatial aerial.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever gotten a Karen coming up to you to tell you to mind your garbage cans?
Okay. Actually, no, I haven't. But I will tell you that any time that I decide to pop the hood open into my truck to change, I'm sorry, to check the oil or to... or to deal with the washer fluid, there was a woman across the street who doesn't live here anymore told me that I'm not supposed to do that.
Is that right?
And if I continued to do it, you know, she would call the property manager. And there's a guy across the street from me and to the right who I don't know how he gets away with it, but he. Every week he's got another car in the driveway. I think he does cars, fixes cars on the side for people. Hmm. And I guarantee that she did not go up to him and give him any lip. Hmm. But other than that, it's been perfectly just fine here. But I do have one question though. How did those the people in that that trailer, how did they afford that house in that neighborhood? No, just kidding.
Florida just says, well, it looks like it might be a little. Yes, I know.
Just a wee bit over the top.
I think it's a little exaggerated, but again, they throw in the modern day stereotypes and things like that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a good flick.
That Karen wasn't even blonde.
Yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
It had that goofy hair, you know, like you.
Right.
Like
she had the style. So, but
here's me looking too.
She was a little nasty. Yeah. But the thing is, again, it got so popular that Hollywood made a movie about it. So sometimes in the lexicon of things, it can get so big that, you know, it gets so mainstream to that point. So, I wonder if Florida Jeff lives around any Karens, because I know he lives in a very ritzy area of Florida down there. So,
save me a place for when I retire, dude.
Yeah, I know. You and me both.
I want to move next to Florida Jeff.
That's
we'll call ourselves Florida Franklin.
There you go. That's it. There you go. It's perfect. Again, it's the entitlement it's the entitlement of women in general, but, the women of that age bracket definitely, play into that. Like much of our audience has said, they're insufferable. They are. And, the best thing to do when you encounter these type of ladies out there is to just not play into their neurosis and just, you know, say, okay, yeah, nice day and move on.
You mean because anything you say, your camera videotape.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Especially you, Frank, don't do that. Because then you'll have a whole scenario like the guy in that one video said where it could have got really messy.
His camera looks an awful lot like a gun.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, well, he's pretty hostile, those people.
Well, you know, we had that, the Central Park Karen, as she was labeled, just last summer.
I think I remember that.
Where she, the gentleman was actually bird watching. Okay. He was bird watching and taking some photos, and she didn't like it. Okay, and she didn't like the fact that he was encroaching on her space or whatever, and she started yelling at him, and then he proceeded to record it, you know, just, you know, saying like, well, what the hell are you yelling at me for? I'm just trying to get a picture of this bird over here. And then she calls the cops on her phone, and she says something to the tune of, I feel very threatened because this African-American man, that's how she described him literally to the cops, is getting very close to me, and I don't know what's going to happen here. I feel threatened. And then the cops show up, and thankfully New York's finest is well-versed in dealing with things like this, so it wasn't one thing leading to another. And they basically said, look, lady, we're not arresting him. We're arresting you because you're completely unhinged. And they did, and thus, you know, it was all over TMZ. Everybody probably saw it.
Was it really? I think I remember that. The cops were able to talk jive, so that way they could converse back and forth, get the
That's
real
right.
story.
Actually, we do have a clip of them in the park actually communicating.
They say, see a brother to get that booty at him, leg her down, or smack him, yak him. Oh, got to be. Yo, shit.
See, there you go.
Good right. thing that they were able to converse to get everything sorted out.
Absolutely. But speaking of conversing, somebody should have conversed a little bit better when they were going about their business, because our friend Ron Jeremy was in the news yet again.
Uh-oh.
He's got a lot of legal problems, Franklin. And what is going on here with him is basically the adult film actor, okay, allegedly in this testimony, used his celebrity to meet women and then, well, what is the term? Forcible relations. Okay. We're not going to say the word because I think YouTube doesn't like that. And assaulted them. Thus far. The adult film actor Ram Jeremy leverages the novelty of his celebrity to meet and often isolate women who he, you know what, and assaulted, using the same tactics for years, according to a grand jury testimony from 21 women, okay, that I guess they unsealed those documents so people could read those documents.
Well, not for nothing. You have to stick with what works. If you're using it for 21, what was it, 21 women? You got to stick with what works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, now.
Wouldn't it be funny if we got a picture and an autograph from him? One woman, identified only as Jane Doe 8, said as she remembered telling her friend when they saw Jeremy in 2013 at a Hollywood bar and grill. He would assault her minutes later, said the woman, one of several who said the attacks came in the same small bathroom. Okay. So, all right. Time out. All right. So where to believe, okay, that, they're over there at, the local, Chili's, for lack of a better analogy, and they see Ron Jeremy sitting there over in the booth, and they go over and ask for his autograph. He gives it, and somehow, some way, as Seinfeld would say, yada yada yada, they have relations in the bathroom that could get out of hand. Now, are you buying that whole narrative, Franklin?
I'm not buying this for a penny. You know what? Not for nothing. The way things are going now, if I had any more celebrity status than I already have, I don't think I would go anywhere without a film crew.
I certainly wouldn't. And she goes on to say, I was like, wow, you know, this is Ron Jeremy. I mean, I was kind of impressed. I'm like, he's, I don't want to say celebrity, but you know. He kind of was, said the other woman, Jane Doe number 7. When Jeremy came to the door of the Hollywood hotel room she was sharing with her friends, where the actor would, you know what, after, you know, as she said in her testimony. So, okay, here we go. Story number 2. They have some conversation. At alleged restaurant, I guess, this other person, and magically, over no rhyme or reason, Mr. Jeremy shows up on the front door of their hotel room. Okay, with what? For what? You know, like he's just going to show up randomly, you know, to their door. With no conversation, you know, we're expected to believe that they got the autograph and left, and then magically he knew where their hotel was, where their hotel room was, and where it was located. I mean, Franklin, are they serious with this?
You know what? It seems that they are, but I'm just not buying it. It just seems that. All somebody has to do is make an allegation and it's automatically taken as gospel. And that's not right.
I mean, again, I'm not saying that anything happened or didn't, but from what we're reading in this article, there's got to be a lot left out that we're not reading.
Oh, of course there is. I'm sure there is.
But nicknamed the Hedgehog, Jeremy has been among the best known and most prolific performers in the industry, pardon me, for decades. He's become a novelty in reality shows, public appearances, and even music videos. He has long been a magnet for seekers of autographs and selfies. mostly women and girls aged 15 to 51. It's a big, that's a big chunk of age there. And he is allegedly accused of assaulting all of them that he's met, which is insane. Okay. That's almost impossible to do that to every person that comes up to you for an autograph. I mean, you know, again, we're supposed to believe that.
I'm not buying it at all. I mean, not for nothing. I hope that cooler heads prevail and, you know, he's found, you know, innocent. I mean, like I said,
at least more of this has to come out. I mean, a woman who is now 33, who Jeremy is charged with assaulting when she was 15 in 04, said she approached him at a rave he was hosting in Santa Clara. All right. Clarita, California. I don't know who he was, but everyone told me he was famous. So I was excited to meet a celebrity, said the woman, now 33, okay, known as Jane Doe 5. After they met, he invited her backstage, where he asked her if she wanted to see something cool, and then lifted her in the air and put his hand under her skirt. And all right. Again, you know, in this part of the story, it's like, she went to a rave that he was like probably the MC. Okay.
A rave.
Somebody in her party knew who this guy was. Okay. And told her who he was. So the aspect of like, she had no idea who, you know, who he was or anything like that is silly. Okay. You know, she at least was filled in to who he was by her friends. Okay. Now, what happened backstage, who knows? You know, that's a he said, she said kind of thing. So we'll have to find out how that plays out. But again, this idea that, you know, I get mad when it's like a doe in the headlights kind of scenario,
right. Right.
You know, and that's very disingenuous most of the time, you know, because it's not. You know, she's not Joey Innocent going to a, you know, electric, you know, Daisy Carnival type atmosphere, partying with her friends, okay, doing whatever God knows what they're doing. And again, painting it as, oh, I had like no idea. Somebody said he was a celebrity and we just went backstage and went to the VIP area. And it's like, come on, give us some credit here. You know, there's a lot that goes into going from point A when somebody tells, you know, oh, that's Joe Blow celebrity, you know, or whatever, you know, adult film star, to being backstage in a VIP area with him and your friends or whoever else. So they're being a little disingenuous there on that. So I just, you know, I like keeping tabs on people in that industry. And then again, when it comes to, you know, allegations of things with guys and chicks, I like to kind of make sure the red lens shines a light on that. So I saw it about Mr. Ronnie, and I wanted to share that with the guys out there.
Well, I'll tell you, not for nothing, but to have that kind of thing hanging above you and to be charged with assault. I mean, assault, Christ, how big is that thing anyhow? at his age, if it still works, well done.
I mean
it's too big.
Let's see here. Haven't run into any Karens down here just yet in my 4 years, but then again, at the airport yesterday. Oh, okay, so he was at the airport.
Right, it's a story.
He saw some Karens from afar. So, which is good. That's a safe way to do it. You know, from a distance, you want to keep those Karens at least 50 yards away. That's good.
He goes on to say,
While picking up a friend, this woman worker was screaming at my mom to move the car because she didn't believe the person we were picking up was here. Oh, wow. Okay, so the Karen said you were taking too long. Don't you know there are other people here? Don't you know it's a 10-minute time limit? What's wrong with you?
Be considerate.
Security, airport security. Oh, do you work airport security? Come on, this person has been here way too long. Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. Maybe the ladies demanded to see what made him. I know. So what is it about you, Mr. Jeremy, that makes you so famous? Oh boy.
Hey now.
The real question is, if 21, I agree, those, oh my God. Yeah, I think the max is like 50 milligrams, I think. Well, maybe 100. I actually think there is a 100 milligram Viagra tablet.
Is that for a 90-year-old or somebody?
I think so. I think like the late Hugh Hefner was taking like 100 milligrams to perform. Let's put it that way. But I couldn't even imagine. Oh my God! Could you?
Blood would rush to a certain part of the body. And forget I know. That. You'd be I would be flush.
Yeah. You would be red.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be flush. What are you kidding me? Yeah, right. Every all the blood would go on. Yeah, look at that.
Oh man. All right. So you know what I want to do? I want to give the people that are watching here a little treat, and I want to spin the giveaway tool here. So what we're going to do is I will share the screen, and what you're going to do is, if you want this book, okay, this book right here, The Natural, okay, it is your guide for betting the ladies when you go out there on a night. Some very valuable information in here. Okay. We are going to spin the wheel here, and I'm going to put it on the screen for our, so that everybody knows that we're not into any shenanigans here. So the matching word is Karen. So I will start collecting right now. Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. Who's going to win? Who is winning?
Look at that.
Oh, here we go. Mighty Zane. Mighty Zane is the winner of the book, The Natural.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Mighty Zane, what you are going to do, my man, you are going to email me directly, okay, which is right here. I'm going to put it on the screen. You are going to email chrisvonerick@gmail.com. You're going to give me your mailing address, and I will be sending that out to you. And I hope you enjoy that. And that is that. So
congratulations, man.
Congratulations to the Mighty Zane. We will give you your just applause there. Very good. Very good. All right. So again, you want to email chrisvonerick@gmail.com. Give me your mailing address, or give us your mailing address, I should say, and we will send that out to you right in the mail, and you'll get that, and hopefully you enjoy that. And again, if any of you guys out there have any questions, comments, or you see some crazy stuff that is definitely in the wheelhouse of the Red Lens, you can email me and send that, because we're always looking for crazy articles. We're looking for crazy videos to show here on the Red Lens. So you can do that. Let's see here. Let's see. 100 milligrams, you'll surely die. But what a way. That's right.
That's true.
I think you would.
Came and went at the same time.
Yep. Absolutely. Came and went. Oh, my God. There we go. Oh, man.
Hey, now.
There you go. Karen, a woman who has not gotten, well, you know, for a long time, that is usually part and parcel, Florida, Jeff. The Karens usually...
uptight.
Very uptight. Have not been with a man for a while. And even, you know, even if they have a man, if they're married or they have one tied down, they usually are not... they're not enthused with the men they're with. So they are frustrated either way. So,
hair in a tight bun. That's probably why they're the way they are. The bun is too tight.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, speaking of being impressed, Franklin, through perusing the celebrity circuit, I saw that a very famous basketball celebrity, Mr. Shaquille O'Neal, reminisced about a time when he saw Halle Berry and he was trying to shoot free throws. So it's not that he just stunk at the free throw line. He had an excuse for it. At least when Halle Berry showed up and was watching the game. So he says that he was so stunned by her beauty that he couldn't and was frequently missing shots. So let's just see what he had to say here as he was on Kelly Clarkson's show. Oop. You know what? I think I didn't do the little... share the audio thing. So let's do that. Let's redo that. Share the audio. There we go. All right. Oh, you know what? I think that's what it was. Okay. Here we go.
Playing in Los Angeles so special.
You mean I wanted to give the superstars the same enjoyment that they gave me. Like when I walk in the game and I see Denzel and Jack Nicholson, like when I'm at home watching Netflix, they gave me so much enjoyment. So I would always say, okay, they're here to watch me and Kobe win the championship. I got to make sure I always play well. My favorite moment in time, New York Madison Square Garden. I'm at the free throw line, and I'm looking at the stairs, and it's Halle Berry.
Oh.
Just walking down the stairs. So my heart starts fluttering. I get nervous. I call a timeout. Because I said, what are you doing? I was like, shut up. Halle Berry's here to watch me. Make sure I get the ball. Came out, and guess what? I actually made the free throw. I made the free throw, and I was looking at Halle Berry. Yeah.
I met her once, actually, at this event we both did. It was this charity thing. And I'm telling you, she looks even better in person. I was like, oh, my God, I feel so inferior right now. It was crazy.
So when I was young, I used to stutter. She's the only woman that makes my stuttering come back.
Yeah.
I mean, like, every time I see her, it's like,
yeah, she's breathtakingly beautiful. Yes, and she sweet. Is. She's so sweet. She's
so really are you. Nice. So are you.
So it seems like Shaquille was taking his shot right there on this
sure
show. So, okay. So he was captivated by her. Okay. Now, let's also put this into context. That was back in 2004. Right,
he's so big. Oh, I never can get a. Just trying to figure out how much it takes to run his ass up and down the court for 48 minutes.
I don't know. I mean, even when he was in like playing shape, he was
in good shape, but he's still big. But he's in great shape.
But I'll throw some shade, on what he said there. You know, again. We're talking back in 2004, okay, when he was captivated. So we're talking about some substantial time. Now she's still very, well put together for her age, okay. But he was remarking about her, sans, 14 years ago.
Right.
So we got to put that into context, too. So,
Like, she was in a James Bond film, wasn't she?
She was. She was. Yeah. She was. I forgot what the title of that one, but yeah, she played a Bond girl. You know, one of those. What's nice? She was actually the one of the last ones that weren't like this overhyped. You know, do everything Mary Sue kind of chick. Now in the new one coming out, that's coming out soon. I don't know if there is another Bond girl, but the girl he's like partnered with happens to be another, you know, secret agent. So, and I think she's black. I think she's actually African-American, and, it's not just that she's good looking, you know, and, you know, good with a rifle. It's, you know, she's into jujitsu. She, you know, does, you know, quadruple somersaults over an exploding building. You know, it's they've made her the equal to, you know, the James Bond character.
She was in one of the Batmans too, wasn't she?
Who's this?
Halle Berry.
No. What you're referring to is she played in a version of Catwoman.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't that great of a film to me. That was just an excuse to get her in that outfit. Sorry.
Right. Well, outside of her in that outfit, there was not much to take away from that movie.
Hey now.
But the aesthetics were nice.
Heck yeah.
Getting back to her now, she actually falls into a little bit. I don't know if it's part of a Karen thing, but she has adopted the task and routine of posting, like, you know, very suggestive photos. Okay. And talking about very suggestive stuff that I don't remember her ever like having an interest in. Okay.
Right.
Talking about, you know, lesbianism and stuff like that, which again, I don't mind if any girl talks about lesbianism.
Oh my.
That's fine by me. But it is not very sincere with her, because I think she's doing it to garner some social media cachet, you know, or clout, as the kids call it today.
Good old hit and run Halle.
Hit and run Halle. She has been around a little bit, from what I heard.
I'm saying with that hit and run, that car accident, she did bolted off. He hit somebody and took off.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She ran a red light or something like that and bolted. Hit and run Halle.
That's right. Marty Hurt says, doesn't explain the away games. Miss Clarkson has really blossomed. She has, but you know, she's obviously she's not bad looking, but she like battles with her weight, you know, even there in that clip. You know, some guys would say, she's kind of pushing a little bit. But, it's to each his own. Her Bond girl name was
Giacinta?
Giacinta Jinx Johnson.
That's right, Jinx, right, okay.
Okay.
Oh, and that, what was the Brosnan, right? Was that the bad
guy? Was that
Pierce Brosnan?
It's one of his, yep, that's right. Shaq should have pulled an A-Rod and sent her a private message asking her for a date. I don't even know if back in 2004 were PMs and DMs a thing. I don't think it was. I think you actually had to have the person's cell phone number to send a text. So
had to do it the old-fashioned way, maybe. Walk up to her and say, hey. Do it the old-fashioned way, it works.
Yeah, do you think, does anybody think that, like, you know, Shaquille couldn't have, like, walked up to her and be like, hey, what's going on? Well, although, was she married to somebody at that time?
That I don't know.
I don't know, she might have, but whatever. But, if, you know, generally speaking, somebody like Shaq, you can walk up to another celebrity and say, hey, what's going on? And kind of, you know, get around to saying, hey, let's, you know, grab a drink or whatever. And I think he could do that. So I don't think he would have to resort to sliding into the DMs, as they call it.
No, he probably wouldn't.
No. Definitely not. All right. So on that note, I think what does he say here? What does he say? I think A-Rod had someone give her a baseball with his phone number during the game. Wait, hold on. So A-Rod gave his contact information to Halle Berry? Is that
really?
Is that true? I didn't know they hung out.
No, I think what he's saying is A-Rod gave the baseball to Shaq.
Oh.
And then they went out. They went out on a date.
Oh, the two of them.
Yeah, that's what I think he means. They went out and things got weird, but that just never surfaced.
Oh.
Ha! Gay!
Okay. Well, we won't go there. All right. Let's see. Some random. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Okay. I did not know that.
I wish I had it like that, but I do. But.
Can
you imagine what it is to have like
you,
that?
You give them a baseball and they throw it back at you.
Yeah, generally pretty good too. Nice rolling right upside the head.
All right. So on that note, I think we're good here. I want to thank everybody in the chat for chiming in tonight, for contributing. I want to thank Marty, the moderator du jour. He is always gracious in his duties here. I could not do this without him. I want to thank everybody that commented tonight. I want to thank, again, congratulations to the Mighty Zane.
Mighty Zane.
For winning the book. I want you to get in there and actually you are going to, where the hell is it? You are going to email the program here at chrisvonerick@gmail.com. You're going to do that. Get your address in there. And anybody that wants to comment about the program can do that. Any ideas, any links, multimedia that you think we should be paying attention to, I implore anybody out there that is watching this or anybody that will be watching this on the replay to do that as well. Subscribe to the channel, The Red Lens. Share it out to your buddies. This way they can take a look at the short clips, take a look back at our library here, follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, through Instagram, and also we stream at MGTOW.TV. So definitely do that. And as always, Franklin, I cannot do this without you. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here, Chris. As always, every Absolutely. Thursday is a treat.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to thank everybody here. And again, ladies and gentlemen, society may be nuts. They might pull the wool over your eyes, but we are not going to let them do that here. I want to wish you all a good night and take care.